opened his nice doors for the Beis Hamedrash HaGadol there. His also Reb Monla Gabes, Reb Monla came to him, Omalei, Chami Mayavdis, see what I did, like how nice it is, I made nice doors for the Beis Hamedrash. Omalei said back, V'yishkach Yisholas Aseyu, V'yoven Ayicholas, the Fakir, Klai Yisrael forgot a Kodesh Baruch, like you didn't do something good here. Lehevei B'nei Nash, D'yalam B'yaraisa, couldn't you find, give your money, rather the people that would have sat and learned, rather than giving the money to make the shul look nice, they could do without such a nice shul. You should have given your money rather than people sit and learn, you would have got a bigger chutz. Tony, we learned. Says what? So the Mishnah says that in the second kupa, they used to throw all type of kelim there, and then they saw the kelim that could be used for the Beis Hamikdash they would use, and not they would sell and use. So Tony, kodshei ha-mizbeach, things that were set aside for the mizbeach, means im yesh b'kodshei b'dek abayis dover royal mizbeach. If you have anything people gave to the Bedek Abayis, like an animal, something that could be used for the Mizbeach, the Lachar is Hoylech L'Mizbeach. Hey, Sonny, Kotshe HaMizbeach, Moitzi Nesu Roi Elohim, Mi Kotshe Bedek Abayis. Hey, it's from the Kotshe Bedek Abayis, if there's anything there that could be used for the Mizbeach, it goes straight to the Mizbeach. We always say, it's Cholam Ad Nichal, Duchess Aguf on them. Ein Kotshe Bedek Abayis, Moitzi Nesu Roi Elohim, Mi Kotshe Mizbeach. But the other way we don't say. We don't say that the kodshim is bedek abayis takes away things that are roi from the mizbeach. Anything that's roi for the mizbeach stays by the mizbeach. But the more about Tanina, we learned in our Mishnah, kli shemotzu by tzorach lebedek abayis. If you found certain kelim that could be used for the bedek abayis, manichin oisa, we used to leave it for the bedek abayis. The yashar, the rest of the things, the rest of the kelim, nim korim, they used to sell them, udemeim, the money nois from the bedek abayis, was given over to the bedek abayis. Says Mashwat Avlim Motzu by Tzorach and the Mizbeach. That's the kasha. Mashwat, they would have found things that are used for the Mizbeach. They would not give it over to the Mizbeach. That's the kasha. It says here all the kelim that came in. If it was something that could be used for the Bedek Abayis, they used it for the Bedek Abayis. If not, they automatically sold it and used the money for the Bedek Abayis. What about if they found things there roi for the Mizbeach? Mashwat, the Mizbeach didn't get it. If they found there an animal or flower or shemen, they didn't use it. They had to sell them. So it's not like this bright. The other bright that says, anything that goes to the Bedek Abayis, if it's roi to go on the Mizbeach, it should go on the Mizbeach. And now Mishnah says not like that. Our Mishnah says anything for the Bedek Abayis only stays by the Bedek Abayis. It doesn't go to the Mizbeach. Our Mishnah is talking about the Leshkas of the Bedek Abayis. In other words, not that everything went for the Bedek Abayis itself. That they used to put it into the Leshka of the Bedek Abayis. And from there they would take it for whatever they needed. In other words, he learns Pshat is that they took for the Tzorach whatever they needed for. What they needed for the Mizbeach, they took for the Mizbeach. What they needed for the Bedek Abayis, they took for the Bedek Abayis. Just the things that were not used at all, that they would sell. That's a quote also there. Kachi Mishnaseinu. Kli Shemotzu Boi Tzorach Vayinu Tzorach HaMizbeach Oy the Bedek Abayis. Any kli that we found that could be used, whether it's for the Mizbeach or for the Bedek Abayis, it was used for that purpose. Only the things that couldn't be used for either of them, those things were sold. Yehadim alecha perikilah mamunim. So the Mishnah. Shloisha osa shofarois. There were 13 shofarois in the Beis Hamikdash. Shofar was a different type of tavis that used to collect the money for tzedakah. And it was all the boxes were made like a shofar. That on top was very small and the bottom was very narrow. Today that you couldn't put your hand in there to take the money out. Shloisha osa shochonis. There were 13 shochonis. Shloisha osa hishtachavois. Used to bow down to 13 different places. Hoyu b'migdash. Shalbeis Rabbi Gamliel. V'shalbeis Rabbi Chananias. Kana kanim. Hoyu mishtachvim v'yabu asorim. They used to have 14 places to bow down. V'eichon oisti yisera. Where was their 14th? Where was the extra place they bowed down more than the other ones? Kenega diratesim. Near the place where they used to store the wood. Why? Shekei mesuris b'yod ne'ad ha'mesoyrel me'avaseyim. She'esham o'orin nignas. That's the place where the Orin was buried. But since Ayidei Yashiyahu, since it was buried there, it had a special kedusha, used to make a shtachavod there. Maisa b'koyin echot, shoyim esasik. There's one koyin, the Mar says he was a baal mum, so his work was to take care of the woods, make sure it wasn't wormy. V'royes aritzpa, and he saw on the floor, shehim meshuna. Mechavaser, he saw like one block of the floor was different than the other ones. So he knew that block was once picked up and put down again. V'yomel ha-chaver, he told his chaver, in other words, that was the place in the stam where the Aron is buried. No, and the Mishnah said, "Lehispek nigmar sadavrim," but he didn't have enough time to tell his other friends where exactly he was. had shiyotza nishmosa, until he was nice. The yoda, and they knew the yichud sheshamar in gunas. They knew around that place. They didn't know the exact place, but around that place they knew the Aram was nigdas around that place. So that's why they made the shtachavu then. But he didn't have living long enough to tell people exactly which stone it was. The Maratoni, Hashifara Salolu. All these different type of tevas is akumai toyu, and tsoros milmau, the top they're very tight, or rechavis milmata, bottom is very wide. But the people shouldn't come to steal. So then they can't put the hand inside there. So therefore on top was very tight, and on bottom it's got spread out. Tani m'shem yevleza, ha'oron goli mohim. When the Aron, after the first Churban Abayis, went with them into Bavel. My time, the Pasuk says, La'yivose dover omer Hashem. Nothing was left over. Ein dover ela shadibrois l'toichai. Means elamai the dibrois, the luchas, the Aron that had the luchas in them, also went with Klai Yisrael to Bavel. V'chein uvayim, the other Pasuk says, O teshuvas ha'shona, sholach ha'melech l'luchanetzan, v'yivayehu b'vola. Im klei chemdois beis Hashem. They brought it to Bavel with all the klei chemda. Now, Ezel Klei Chemdas Beis Hashem, what's called the Chemda, the dearest Kleilim in the Beis Hashem, Zeor goes on the urn. So the urn after the Bais Rishon was taken into Babel also. Rabbi Shimon ben Lokeshoimer, bim Koimoyoi urn Gonus, he holds no. The urn was not taken to Babel, nor the urn was Nignas, was buried in its place. Hodu the Siv, the Pasuk says, Vayarichu Habadim, Vayiru Roshi Abadim, Ela Kodesh, Al Pnei Hadvir, and the end of the pasuk says, the grubbing down, it says, the Yiyu Shom Ad HaYom Ezer. It says, the Aron stays there Ad HaYom Ezer. That's the drasha for this pasuk in Melachim, that the Aron stood there Ad HaYom Ezer, the Aron never left his place. So they learned that the Aron was buried there. Now, Stam, the Gemara explains the Sir in the Psukim. Sir Vayiru, it says, what they were able to see the Badin. V'yat Amarto V'layiru, and then the pasuk says, well, you can't see the Badin. So can you see them or can't you see them? Ela Nirin V'layirin. You could see and you cannot see. That means bolted. Avada, the Aron was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And there was a parochet, there was a curtain hanging down. So you couldn't see the Aron directly. But the bottom, two staffs, was bolted, was sticking out. The Yoytzin Kishnei Dodi Isha. Look at the two breasts of an Isha. That's the way they were sticking out of the parochet. So it was nearer that the bottom was there. But you couldn't see the bottom because it was inside the parochet. For Rabbanan Amri, Beleshchus, Dira Eitzim, Hoy Aron Gonis. They say, where was the place the Aron was buried? By this place, the deer ate them, the store, where they used to store the wood. Maisa v'koyin echot bal mum. It was a maisa with one koyin, it was a bal mum. Shoya oimed u'mafatel ate them. Beleshka's deer ate them. That was his work. He was a bal mum, he couldn't do the avoidum. So he used to just take care of the deer ate them. He used to take care of the wood to make sure there's no worms in the wood. Because if you find worms in the wood, you couldn't use it. So he had to, peel the wood to make sure there are no worms inside it. V'royer esoritzpa, she mishtanis michadrusei. He saw one block on the floor different than the other ones. Bo v'yomalachaveroi. He came to tell his friend. Bo v'royer esoritzpa hazois, she mishtanis michadrusei. Look, this is different than the other one. Lehispak ligmeres adavas at chiyosa nishmosa. V'yodo v'yichot sheshom arangonis. And it happened that he was maced right there, and he didn't live. Some say he banged. Some say he banged there with a hammer, and sparks came out and killed him. The next one, the Mar says it. Yatani Ravashia, Hikish Aleh Bakunis, he banged with a hammer on that stone. V'yot Seish V'sarfosin, and Eish came out of that stone and burnt him up. Tani Rav Yehuda Ben Lokeshoma, Deiz Aronos Hoyim, that they had two Orans. Mahal Chidim Yisrael B'Midbar. When Klaiyasa was in the Midbar, there were two different Orans there. Echot Shoysa Torin Asuna V'Toychai. One had the Torah. V'yechot Shoyo Shivrei Luchas Asuna V'Toychai. And one had the Shivrei Luchas. That was always steady in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Hoda who the Chassid, the Pasuk says, V'yorin Bris Hashem, O Moshe L'Moshe M'Kerav HaMachane. That's the Aron Hashem, the Aron had the Torah in it, that always stood in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'zeh Shoya Shivri Luchas, the Sunna B'Seichai, the one that had the Shivri Luchas there, Hoyo Nichnas V'yaytzi Imohim, used to go out with Klai Yisrael and come back, used to take when they went to Mechamah, when they went out to fight, or took it to go places, they would take that Aron with them. Upamim Shoya Misroi Mohim. And at times it was seen with them, that one was taken out. For Rabbanan Amar Rabbanan say, no, Aron Echad Hoy, there was only one Aron. Upam Machas Yotze B'Me'eli. Only one time that Aron was taken out. V'nishpa, and it was captured. Mar says, Kraya Misaila Rabbanan. There's a Korona Samashim with the Rabbanan, that there's only one Aron. Pasas oy lanu miyat lanu miyadu lekim hu adirin hu elam milad lechomin min yoimin karya smashman min yoimin. There, they said that they finally saw the urine the first time. Who's going to save us from the urine? Smashman, they never saw the urine. So smashman, there weren't two urines, one in the Kodesh Kodashim and one went with them. No, they never saw the urine. Smashman, there's only one urine that you stay in the Kodesh Kodashim, and they never saw that urine. So now was the first time they said the urine. Where it says Kram Esayla Rabbi Yechonon Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish. There's a raya, another plus is Mashmah of Yehuda ben Lakish. For Yoimesh Shor Liachia, Hagi Sharon Elakim, bring to me the Aron Elakim. For Loi Aron Bekiras Yorim Hoyu, I the Aron was in Kiras Yomim. So Mashmah what? There are two different Arons. One Taka was the Kiras Yorim, and the other one was the Aron Elakim. That's the one that was the Kodesh Kodashim. That's the one Shor asked for. So Mashmah the two different Arons. For the Mor Mayav and Lei Rabbonin, what did Rabbonin do with this pasuk? Hagi Shor Liachit. That Shaul didn't really ask for the urine, he asked for the tits, that's what he wanted to get. But the urine was only one urine. Kroh Misayla Rev Yudah, Bar Lokish. Sarai to Rev Yudah, Bar Lokish says what, there are two of them. Urin v'Yisrael v'Yudah, Yashre v'Sukis. For Loi Urin v'Tzion Hoya, I the urine was in Tzion. Says Mashmi are two different urines. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here.
Here in the whole Naf Tezayin, Amar Aleph. In the middle of a shiloh is the Machlokes of Yehuda ben Lakish and the Rabbonin, if they had two orins, or they only had one orin in the Midbar. So last Mar brought a riot to Reb Yehuda ben Lakish, said, Kroh Mishal Reb Yehuda ben Lakish, Ha'orin v'Yisro v'Yehuda, Yoshvim Basukais, they were sitting in Sukkos.